Hi, everyone, and welcome to Vanderpump Rules Party. I'm Holly Borquez.
I'm Sarah C.
And you we're back. And
guess where we are.
We are recording in the iconic season six Big Bear home of Rob's Valletta.
Help. Help. You can help if you want.
Hashtag buoy.
Hashtag Matt the lifeguard. Is he serious?
Oh my god.
By the way, I know we broke this case upon airing, and I told y'all there is no lifeguard anywhere in Big Bear, but certainly not on a private beach. And of course, obviously, on the, you know, 50 feet of beach, of course there is no lifeguard.
Yeah.
But we found one.
Yeah, we did.
And made it work.
And he was watching over us. We are in Big Bear. This is a bonus episode for those of you interested in our journey here. And we thought we would share with you guys from beginning to end what has occurred. So let's start from the beginning, I guess.
The first phone call.
Okay.
All right. Well, we, you know, watched the show and Holly found it and found, like, you know, what it was purchased for, when it was purchased, when it was, like, what the current value is. And then we decided to look to see if it's rentable on, which I knew it was based on the manual that Sheena was holding. And where's our clipboard for tomorrow, by the way?
Oh, I didn't bring one.
Where's the checklist?
It's right there.
It's the manual. Okay. We got to take a picture of this.
Yeah.
So, so we found it and rented it. You have to get approved. So you apply and then the owner calls you and kind of gets to know you, make sure you're on the up and up and you're not like throwing a like ski party or something. I don't know.
Which I feel like I've rented places, cabins before, and it has not been so.
No, I've never had that happen.
So intense as far as like the interview and acceptance process goes.
No, I've rented up here. This is probably my fourth house in Big Bear specifically, but I've rented houses in other parts. And yeah, you do the application, put down your deposit, and
there could definitely be a phone call, but I feel like this is something entirely different. Like this is controlling to a new level. Like not in a, I mean, I think that we'll get into the house, but when I think it's fair that they acted the way that they did, and so far it's been fine. So, but it's definitely different and so you can't just book it and think you're going to be anonymous. You're going to have to talk to the owner for sure.
Yeah. So it was Rob's mother that called me, Lori Parks. And she did sell.
It wasn't Rob who called you?
You know, I think he was busy filming Good Day.
He hired his mom to be his secretary for like, she takes care of this chapter of his portfolio.
Yeah, well, I mean, well, she said it's her retirement house. And when we looked up, and then they said too, you know, they bought it, she told me this, and I think Rob's has maybe mentioned this, but she told me they bought it in 1998, which would have made Rob 15. So that's one hell of a newspaper route that he had to buy a house by 15. So I'm thinking it is what his mom said. It's her house. And he has, she did say, he's really, you know, helped renovate it a lot. And have you noticed the surround sound? Where's the surround sound we kept hearing about?
Maybe I see the speakers. I just don't see where the sound is like coming from.
We must not be doing it right. Anyways, that all went well, and I talked to her again when we checked in because she called to give you the code to get in and then run you through the place. There is a manual, but we ran through everything. And
I mean, I feel like you can look at that one of two ways. One, you know, she's taking the time to walk you through everything, or if you're just kind of like looking to, you know, start your vacation at the already late check-in time, I could see that being a little bit of like repetitive, you know, it's like, okay.
Yeah.
If you have a question you can ask, but other than that, I don't think it's like necessary.
One time we rented over New Year's in Big Bear and we were going to check out New Year's Day. And then the owner came back and said, you know, I don't have anyone checking in on New Year's Day. So if you guys want to stay, I'll just charge you like a nominal fee, like not the whole. And she goes, that way you don't have to get up on New Year's Day and clean and da 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 da. I thought, well, that was really nice.
That's really nice.
And so we did take her up on that, just, you know, so we weren't rushed. A lot of us still went back that night, but yeah, because it was clear no one was staying here before us. It's not exactly prime season right now. Ski season's over and it's before summer. And I got up here at 3:30, but I was told call precisely at 4, not a minute before. And so I kind of had time to kill. I did go buy groceries, but I actually would have liked to have come here because I made myself car sick driving up the mountain, where I actually had to pull over at a lookout point and vomit my brains out. I texted Holly. I'm like, yeah, don't stop at this lookout point 6 miles before you get to Big Bear because there's vomit everywhere, right in the like lookout point part. And Holly says first thing, she's like, please tell me you filmed that. Like, should I go back and film my puke on the gravel?
I just thought you would at least get the aftermath and be like, LOL or something.
Oh my God. I just, thank God I had my Pilates workout towels in my car because... yeah, because they're there.
So after she texted that to me, I was like, haha, like that's like, how'd she throw up like going to Big Bear, like big whoop. Well, karma got me. And my daughter threw up 3 times in her car seat, all over herself, all over the straps. We had to pull over. Like, it smelled like, never mind. Why would I even tell you guys that? It was horrible. And to the point where I've never been like, almost made to be sick by like another person's vomit.
Yeah.
I lost it. And I don't know, like coming down the road to park in the driveway, I almost threw up. And it took me a couple hours to like get back in the game. And I'm so terrified to go back down. I think we're going to go the back way down the mountain where it's not as windy.
Yeah. So I threw up several times and then I had my towels and then I had a bottle of water. Thank God. So I could wash my hands with between the towel and the Fiji water because I really upped my game and decided to go the Tom and Tom route and bring Fiji, which I wasted on my hands.
We had we had wet wipes, and for some reason that mixed with like a
It kind of created a paste.
Yes, I can still like it's still in my nostrils or something.
Yikes!
Anyway, so
that was fun. But I would have appreciated coming in here so that I could just like lay down for a half an hour and get my like. Groove back, but no, I had to kill a half an hour. So I went and got all the groceries and came back. She walked me through like light switches. And one thing she did not walk me through, which I did ask about at the end of the 20-minute call, was how to work the TVs. There's 3 TVs in the bedrooms. None of us have been able to get those working. We managed to get the one in the living room working.
Chad, I think, finally has the one in the master working. But I have to give you guys an update on the TV situation. So
we know why it took 7 minutes.
Yeah, we know why the TV hanging took 7 minutes. You guys, I'll take a picture. I know that's so shady and kind of like mean to Rob. I feel semi bad.
Look at the plant in front of the cords.
But you guys, the cords are not hidden. And how hard is it to mount a TV if you're not hiding the cords?
Right.
If you're not drilling into the wall to
it's like what James did. He put the speaker on the hook.
Exactly. I mean, it's just like a very, like, I feel like it's like, when did people first start hanging TVs? This is how it was done in the beginning. In like 1998 when Rob bought this house.
They didn't have flat screens back then. I bought a tube TV since then.
Yeah. Yeah. When did flat screens come out?
I think I bought a tube TV in like 2012.
Oh, wow. No.
Not that far from it. It still works though. So I refuse to change it.
Oh boy.
So it's the one in my room. So whatever.
Yeah. So anyways, I don't know. I was actually like really shocked by that. I will say the cords are neatly tied together. Like it's as neat as it could possibly be without doing it properly.
Zip tie artistry.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay. So let's get into it. So the house location, what do you think of the location of the house?
It's good. I mean,
I would say it's amazing. Like I
oh yeah, I mean, the view is spectacular.
Yeah, I mean, I love, so you come up the road and you like go into like this like beautiful neighborhood where it's just like sprawling like homes, like not where it's like ridiculous where like you're like no one is like, you know, when no there's one's even mountain-y. Home, like
yeah
it's modest, I would say. Like it's very modest and just super cute, like mountainy. But the location of this house, I have to say, I would brag about it if I was Sheena and Rob also. It's it's prime, well, prime location.
And they have a boat. I mean, their boat is not here, but for sure.
And then my first impression of like parking and walking in was that I was just shocked at how differently it filmed versus how it was when we walked in. Even something as weird as like parking in the driveway and walking in through the picket fence, like it just was like nicer than it was when they showed it on film. And maybe it's because they had to stay so tight to not get the other houses in or something. But yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, the other houses next door are very close, but it's still also very private.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
Yeah. But it is much better in person than it filmed.
Yeah. And my thoughts on the house is, you guys, I was shocked. Like I thought that I was going to do this podcast and we were like going to just laugh at every single detail, like laugh at the lake house pillows, laugh at all of the weird stuff that's in here.
I'd rather be lost at the lake than found at home.
Oh my God. Yeah.
In the bathroom.
There is some horrible quotes.
I wonder if Sheena gave that to her. Did you see the flat iron in the guest bathroom?
No.
Wonder if that's Sheena's.
Maybe.
Should we try to get a thing of her hair and then we'll send the flat iron in to like some forensics and get like a DNA and then we could like eBay it off for like,
oh my God, that's $20. Funny.
Highest bidder.
Yeah, but the place is really, it's super clean. It's super functional. It's big. It's comfortable. It's everything you would want if you were going to rent a cabin in Big Bear and you just wanted to relax with your family and friends. I mean, yeah. It has a beautiful deck, a beautiful sunroom. The kitchen's big enough. The living room's big enough. Everything is. The
couch is super comfy. Like we've been laying where James and Raquel slept and also where he was like flirting with Lala.
We went into the jacuzzi. We used the washing machine.
James smoked, which there's no smoking allowed here, James.
Oh, good point. Also, there's no dogs allowed yet. That he had his dog, but I mean, I guess it's it's his Rob.
Oh, okay.
Of course, he should be able to have his own dog here, but
yeah,
I'm just there's a strict no pet policy, just like there's a strict no smoking policy.
But yeah, the deck is massive and there's like a table, some couches, some chairs, and then there's a lower deck with like sun chairs and then like a cushioned chairs and like love seats around a table, which I think it should be around a fire pit, but whenever.
Oh my God, why did we not take the cushions and put them by the jacuzzi?
We can do it in the morning. And then below that is a giant random sand rakey field.
Yeah, yeah.
With a rake there, you guys saw I posted. And then below that is the beach.
I have to say, out of this whole row of homes, this is my favorite. Like I like the way it's set up the most.
It's great for entertaining.
Yes. There's a Chad, my husband, is here with us too, and he is like, I'm into it. Let's see how much that house is on the corner. So we just Googled it. It's $899,000, which is, I think this thing was worth $810,000 or something. So
yeah, it's crazy because it's a great view and great like front yard, and
it's amazing if you were able to get in when Rob and them bought this for $325,000.
Yeah, that's not exactly quadrupled like he said.
No.
He's doing Sheena math on that.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know, but overall, I would absolutely stay here again. It's so comfortable and
there is a second bathroom and it's recently renovated and it's very nice. The twin beds are still there and Yeah. Okay. So I got a taste of sleeping where Jax and Brittany, and I kept thinking, okay, they told me strip the sheets, put them in the washer, but don't strip the blankets. And I'm like, oh, was Jax's greasy face on this blanket that I'm like snuggling up to? So that freaked me out a little bit. So tonight I'm either going in the twins where Tom and Ariana were, or I'm going in the sunroom day bed where Lalo was.
Yeah.
And Michaela gets the Jax Brittany bed.
Yes. And Chad and I get the Sheena Raw bed, which Sarah gave to us so graciously. And
I felt like, you know, I told Holly, I'm like, well, I mean, I'd take that. Like, they seem clean. Like, Jax doesn't seem clean to me.
Yeah.
I think of stinky toes and, like, greasy face.
Ew.
So, yeah.
So, we arrived on Friday, and we both had, like, pretty, like, rough rides up. So, we pretty much just went to bed on Friday. Today, we rented a boat and cruised around the lake. It was so much fun. And Sarah had a moment of recreating one of the best scenes I've ever seen on Vanderpump Rules, when Jax almost drowned swimming out to the buoy. And it was truly amazing because she timed it right when the pirate ship is coming past, just like on the show.
And Holly threw in a Ken Barbie to represent Rob diving in to save me. I was flailing my arms. Now, I just want you guys to know, when Holly and Chad rented the boat, the boat people told them that the lake is currently 40 degrees.
They said 35 to 40.
So yes. 3 to 8 degrees more than an ice cube. Isn't it 32?
Yes. I mean, it's like, I waited out there, but like I said, getting your shoulders in is a whole nother game that I can't even.
So I would have had, I really don't think I would have had a problem swimming to the buoy.
Of course, no.
But in July.
Yeah.
Right now, it was too cold, and I think I was, like, bordering on Titanic, where, you know, they say you can only be in the water for 15 minutes or you'll die.
Right.
But it was the cold that I couldn't go any further. But late July, August, when the lake's warm, that...
And honestly, no, you know, because there is no lifeguard on duty, you really could have been in trouble, like, if your body had, like, tightened up and you went for it. I mean... I'm sure that me and Michaela could have saved you, but...
Well, the man... So, the neighbors are very close. One neighbor was out sitting on a bench as he saw me flailing my arms, and I was going to yell, help more like Jax, but then I thought, oh God, he's going to think I really need help. So, yeah. So, I yelled help once, and the pirate ship came by, and they got it on film. I was flailing. I was fully submerged, and... the neighbor guy was watching. But the other thing that you guys need to know is where Lala was walking and floating around, this is a private beach. It's not even a beach. It's very small. And it's shared by the two houses on either side of this house. And those houses all are covered in glass. So they had full frontals of Lala the entire time. There is nowhere for her to hide. Well,
and I feel like everyone is very aware when, like, maybe renters come here, or there's, you know, I'm sure that they watch over each other's houses for each other. So I'm sure that when a film crew was here, everyone was staring out their windows the entire time.
Yeah, watching what was happening.
Right. I mean, sure. It's exciting, I'm sure. But yeah, so stay tuned tomorrow. Actually, you guys, this will probably be posted tomorrow afternoon, because that's the only, like, critique I would have on the place is the internet. Come on, Rob. I know that you can install something that works a little bit better than this. Yeah, it's really slow.
She said, well, it's Big Bear. Big Bear's terrible internet. Yet my phone is perfect. In fact, it's so slow that I couldn't even, my Kindle wouldn't even play. My email would not load, nothing. But everything on my phone was perfectly fine. So I hooked up my Kindle to my phone internet, and I watched my Forensic Files at night, as I normally do, and I was perfectly fine via my phone.
Yeah, the phone is okay.
And, like, we're closer to the satellites being 8,000 above sea level, right?
Yeah, I don't get it. It's strange. But maybe that's, like, the guest code that they gave us, and maybe they have a better one, and they don't want to share it or something.
Well, that's stupid. They can change it.
Yeah, that is stupid. Well... the lockbox situation was odd too.
Yeah, that's how I knew no one was here, because they forgot the code to the lockbox, I think, because it hadn't been used in so long. So they, when I got here, there was a handyman here changing out the lockbox. So that was also awkward.
So we we have my daughter here who is 4, and we have Michaela's daughter who is here who is 1.5. Mm-hmm. And so they have their little toys here. So we used their Barbies as some of our props, which worked so well, rather than having us act out the scenes, which would just, I don't know how that would have turned out. So the Barbies like really helped us. So you guys will have to, I'm going to post some more stuff tomorrow. And I mean, we have a lot of content that we'll unload on
you.
Oh
yes. There's James hot tub smoking scene, Lala. There's Lala
topless.
There's me drowning. There is Reiki going on.
There is James catching Lala in his net,
yeah.
Which was requested on Twitter.
Oh, there was Rob tasting the taco meat.
Yes. Yes.
Good. I was like, isn't there only one way to make it? I know we said this before.
Yeah. And there's Rob being the expert in parking the boat and driving the boat with Sheena. We got some good stuff. But overall, the experience has been everything that I would have wanted it. Sometimes when you plan trips like this, or you think like, oh, I'm going to go stay somewhere that something was filmed, or, you know, it just doesn't quite like work out the way that you want it to. I don't think this could have gone better. Oh, here's another thing. Well, Michaela and Sarah were recording their last podcast. I went into town and I went to Alpine Liquor, which is where Jack's and T. Sandy and James went to go get the alcohol. And so I made a little journey over there. There was not the same store clerk, which was disappointing. And the store was just, I mean, talk about like a filming where like you're tricked, you know, you're like tricked by it looks. And it looked pretty bad when they filmed it.
Yeah.
But this is even worse. Like there was like one loaf of bread. Like,
so like we were talking earlier because where it is like, there's a Vons like 2 minutes away.
It's actually more inconvenient to go to this liquor store than it is
or CVS.
There's Vons, Walgreens, Stater Brothers, CVS.
All these places you can get cheap liquor. Why would you go to like a small store where those are always more expensive?
Yeah.
But probably filming.
For instance, like in the toy aisle, they had that little fishing pole that I got the girls marked up like $10, you know, which I expect things to be marked up because we're on a mountain and they need to make money.
Yeah.
But the store was disappointing, but I did get pictures for you guys. I got a picture of the sign. I got a picture of Jax's push pop. I got a picture of a fidget spinner. And so I'm going to stop by the knife store tomorrow. I think I found which one it is, but I'm not sure.
Because the sign matches one up here, but then on the show he's like, halfway up the mountain I stopped at a general store. And there is a general store halfway up the mountain, but...
But I also feel like they lied to us about this liquor store.
Yeah.
So they just think that we're stupid and don't know.
Yeah.
But we're not, guys. We're not stupid. Like, well, I don't know. So if you guys ever want to stay in Big Bear and you were thinking about Rob's house, I would say absolutely. I have more respect for him now that we've stayed here than before when I didn't know what this looked like.
Yeah, I would love to have like a longer weekend or if we can check in before, you know, whatever for. So you can have like, oh, let's sunbathe today on that big deck. Or let's get a boat and like... ski or inner tube,
yes,
or something,
yes,
and pull it up to the dock, you know, like a 3-day weekend or something like
It needs like a 3-day weekend or almost a week, like where you could really just like loaf around and like get into it,
yeah, and have friends over, and
yes,
yeah, that would be super fun. What else? I feel like there's, well, most of our content has been filmed, which we'll be posting on our Facebook group, Vanderpump Rules Party. Join it. But we're also posting it on Twitter and Instagram because we're attention whores and we want the likes and we want the retweets and the follows.
Well,
so feel free to retweet them too.
I mean, I feel like it's like our next stepping stone is to grow our social media and our, you know, our content creation when we can. I mean, it's rare that like we get an opportunity like this to like really create. So, I mean, I think everyone...
It was fun.
Yeah, it was so fun. And yeah.
It was much funner with Ken and Barbie. And then we have Brunette Barbie too.
Yeah.
To make sure someone is represented.
Absolutely.
So That was fun.
And hopefully we'll have some more surprises coming your way too. Also, we have the reunion show coming up this Monday, which I can't even believe it. Like, I'm so excited. I can't even see straight.
Yeah.
It looks like it's going to be so, so good.
I hope, like, last year, you know, they got right into it. But, you know, some reunion shows, it's like the best part is like the last minute. And then it's like next week.
They better not do that.
Yeah.
They better. I'm hoping that it's so good that every single cast member has their blow up scene. Like, and we see that throughout the three. Like, if they start with Sheena, this one, then the next time it'll be Jax. And the next time it'll be Lala, then Stassi. You know, so they have a lot to get to. So.
Oh, yeah.
Patrick. And I'm kind of like trusting the editors to keep it moving because they usually do with Vanderpump Rules.
I'm glad that they filmed the reunion after Stassi had been with Bo for quite a long time because she seems less defensive of Patrick since she's been with Bo.
Yes.
I mean, she stood Patrick.
It's been a huge change.
Even on her breakup podcast, she was like, he broke my heart. But you guys, don't go at him. He's such a good guy, you know?
That was one of my problems with her. I felt like she was being so... just not true to herself and not true to us as a listeners. It's like, why am I going to believe anything you're saying? She was lying to herself. Yeah. And that's what it was. That was coming across.
And you could see it on the show. It came across in her face, in her words, in her personality. And now it's like, even down to her, like, she darkened her hair. She doesn't wear as much makeup. She is like being goofy and chill and relaxed with this guy. It's like, and sassy still. So it's like, okay, you're back and you're not having to remember. She's like, for like the last 2 years, she always had her hair pulled back.
Yes.
Cause that's how Patrick likes it.
That is so disturbing. And
she doesn't even do that anymore.
It's so disturbing. I can't. Every time this season that she was wearing a ponytail, I was like disturbed.
Yeah.
I was like, gross. Like, does she get ready? And she's like, look, when you see me filmed with this ponytail, I'll be thinking of you. Like, it's just gross.
Because he thinks it looks elegant. Or did you notice when I rewatched, you know, last week, you guys, we watched the season finale in a hurry because we were podcasting with Watch What Crappens right afterwards. But when I rewatched it, when she's like, do you want to meet Lisa? He's like, oh, well, of course. I mean, the sophistication alone. So just him thinking like, oh, Stassi, your hair in a ponytail, that's sophisticated. Let me tell you what's sophisticated and what's elegant. Like, again, he's telling her what is appropriate.
Yeah, it's. Ugh.
So we're happy you're back, Stassi.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you, Bo.
And I hope that, I hope everyone comes back. Like, I'm pretty sure that Sheena will come back.
I'm happy she's back. Her personality.
Me too. I want Sheena's personality back too, though. Yeah. I mean, she was. I would say that her and Stassi's journey was very similar this season.
Right, because they both stood. Sheena also stood by Rob for so long.
Yeah,
and now she's finally starting to be like, oh, fuck him.
Yeah, and I don't know that we've ever seen Sheena's true personality on the show. I would really like to see. I mean, maybe being in Vegas and, you know, being so busy and managing all this stuff, like maybe it's really turned something for her. We'll see.
I mean, I just got to say with that, the one thing the girl has is energy and hustle and like just every week, like she has one day off, flies back, does her podcast, does like a couple in the bank and then like works at Sur that night. It's like, God, like.
It's very aggressive. Like I definitely, you can't. Not I mean,
she's
hustle.
In her 30s, so...
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's not like she's 18, so... That's all I got to say about that.
We'll give more updates on Monday if, like, anything else happens or if we can think of anything, and we should have everything posted by then for you guys to see. But we just wanted to just do a quick little bonus just to let you know we are literally sitting at the kitchen table right now and we just wanted you to feel the energy of the cabin. I mean, I'm sorry, the cottage and, just, you know, say, hey, you guys, thank you for being, you know, on this journey with us.
Yeah.
And maybe one day we'll have a meetup here.
You know, at the end of the day, isn't that what it's all about?
Yes. At the end of the day, you guys, you know, it's just about like you can't.
We wouldn't be here without you guys.
You can't catch a fish if you never put your line in the water. that was at the boat rental place today.
Oh, I thought that was Patrick.
It sounds like it.
He says stupid shit like that too, but the fishing is cooler.
Yeah.
Because that's actually practical.
Oh my.
Well, it's like that joke of like, I pray to God all the time for me to win the lottery. And God's like, buy a ticket, son. I heard that at church. No.
Oh my gosh.
Of course not. Anyways. Yeah, it's been fun. So it's, yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. So we're going to bed now because we're tired.
Sunburned. Sunburned from the 40 degree water. Actually, maybe it's freezer burn.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe I'm freezer burned. And we've been running around with small children all day. For me, I think Sheena's year-long hustle of doing a show, but that's nothing compared to me running after an 18-month-old. So I don't feel sorry for you anymore, Sheena, because this shit's hard.
Yeah, it really
that's
is.
That's why I don't have children. Yeah. It's really hard.
Yeah, it is. It's just, yeah, it's exhausting. Yeah, that type of tired that she's dealing with is not the same that someone is that is dealing with children.
Yeah.
Which sounds like such like a wah thing, but it's try it.
They're hard little fuckers. Gosh,
yeah. They're just relentless, relentless.
So the second you think it's like, actually, this house is really baby proof and baby safe, but there is a lot of glass. And that's fine.
And a lot of stairs and a lot of things they could break.
But the stairs, you can close them off from because those are outside.
Yeah, yeah.
But the glass, it's not a problem. She's a year and a half. She's not going to break a window. But if she's wielding a hairbrush and whipping it around like a sword, she might break a window.
Yeah, yeah.
She didn't. So, you know, Lori, unless you're listening, windows are fine. But yeah, you just got to constantly keep an eye on these people.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, you guys. We loaded a Southern Charm one. We didn't get to New York because Southern Charm was an hour because it was 2 weeks worth.
Oh,
and
no.
We were just like,
I think
tired.
I named it wrong then. It's just Southern Charm?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll fix it, guys.
So maybe Hall and I will, I don't know, before Monday's episode or after, because maybe the reunion will be shorter. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
So sorry about that, but yeah, running after the kids and then getting all our video footage for this Big Bear journey took up more time than we thought. So you're dealing with like, a, you know, 7-month pregnant women, both with small children, and everyone's been up all day and in the sun. So
We're pooped, but we had fun and we wanted to just update you guys. So we will talk to you on Monday and can't wait to give you guys more intel.
We'll talk to them Monday at the end of the day.
Yeah.
At the end of the day.
At the end of the day, that's all that matters.
All right. Bye.
Okay, bye.